Welcome to this episode of Above the Clouds. We are preparing for Krishna's divine appearance. The appearance of the Lord should never be only a historical event. It should become a personal event in the lives of each single devotee. And in that personal experience of Krishna entering the heart, we feel the transformative touch of the Lord. This is the subject of today's verse. Sa uchakashe davalo daro daro. Translation. The white and fat bold conch shell, being gripped by the hand of Lord Krishna and sounded by him, appeared to be reddened by the touch of his transcendental lips. It seemed that a white swan was playing in the stems of red lotus flowers. This text describes Krishna's auspicious appearance before the gates of Dwaraka. All his devotees were staying inside the walls of the town in a little melancholic, sad mood because they missed the Lord. So when Krishna came, he first blew into the white conch shell, which then transformed and became red by the touch of his transcendental lips. Prabhupada writes, "The redness of the white conch shell due to the lip touch of the Lord is a symbol of spiritual significance. The Lord is all spirit, and matter is ignorance of this spiritual existence. Factually, there's nothing like matter in spiritual enlightenment, and this spiritual enlightenment takes place at once by the contact of the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. Being in touch with Krishna in any way totally reddens or spiritualizes this our existence, just like the conch shell, the white conch shell was turning into a beautiful red when it was touched by the lips of the Lord. This material existence is filled, amongst all its many other things, with fear, with uncertainty, with a kind of anticipation. Oh, what will happen next might not be to my advantage. And a devotee who can be successful in making his contact with Krishna, for instance by chanting the holy names or by praying, will immediately notice how this Kunta Loka, this place of fear, turns into Vaikunta Loka, a place where there is no fear. Let us today think about Krishna's divine appearance in Vrindavan. After Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, the parents of Krishna, had performed a certain vrata for 1 year, Nanda Maharaj had a dream. He saw a baby child, bluish in its complexion, roaming in the sky. And in the dream he saw a girl with a golden hued bodily complexion walking with that mysterious baby boy. Then the two of them looked at Nanda Maharaj briefly and entered his heart. From there they came out and entered Yashoda Maharani's womb. that time, a mysterious lady appeared before the gates of Nanda Maharaj's palace. And the gatekeeper brought her into the hall where the audience was given. And there this yogini spoke with great confidence, "My dear Queen Yashodharani, and my dear King, very soon a divine child will appear and the forest of Gokula will become a place of pilgrimage. You can't imagine the joy of the inhabitants of Brajabhumi when they heard that their king and queen would have a child." After the 8th month of pregnancy, an all-knowing astrologer came and he announced, "From now on the 8th day of the dark fortnight of this month of Bhadra, the child will take birth." Quickly, Nanda Maharaj ordered to prepare everything. A maternity home was built, and then garlands were tightened to all places in the town. There were flags. It really looked as if the whole of Vrindavan was getting ready to receive Krishna. Indra was so happy, he showered a very small and pleasing drizzle of rain, and everyone drowned in an ocean of happiness. Yashodharani went on that day into the maternity home, and there were many gopis around her, elderly cowherd ladies, who stood watch. Then something unexpected happened. The gopis that had decided to stay awake fell fast asleep, and Yashoda fell also into a deep slumber, and without any little indication of pain, a putra ratna, that means the jewel of a son, was born, and before him that golden baby girl. Exactly at that time, in the prison house of Kamsa, Devaki gave birth to an amazing child. He had 4 hands, was largely built, and was carrying a shankha, that is a conch shell, a chakra, that is a fire wheel, a club, and a lotus flower. He was Kanaka Kundala Karna, that means he had golden earrings, a crown, and a bright effulgence. Devaki was anxious, however. She thought, "Kamsa has killed all my children before, just after they took birth. We need to hide this person." But her husband was joyful. Vasudev started to pray, "My dear Lord, O origin of the creation, you have appeared." Devaki, however, was in this motherly mood and said, "Don't waste time, don't waste time. Kamsa can come at any moment." Then the Lord spoke, "Do not fear. I will protect you." And saying this, he smiled and became a little child. And he said, "Carry me now to Braj. There Yashoda Rani has given birth to a baby girl. The Lord did not speak about the baby boy. Exchange me for this girl and then return to the prisons. Exactly when Vasudev left the prison, Yashoda had given birth a second time, the baby girl. The prison doors opened. The guards were fast asleep. Vasudev carried his newborn child to the Yamuna. There, exactly at the border to Vrindavan, the little boy he was carrying fell into the waters of the Yamuna. But very soon, Vasudev could find the Lord again. He was very upset as he hastened through the night. First he had to escape the prison. Then he had to cross the Yamuna, and his baby fell into the Yamuna. And now he found the maternity home of Yashoda Rani, where everyone was fast asleep. He was so upset that he just almost didn't know what he was doing. He saw the little baby girl, but he did not see Krishna, who was also there hiding behind Yashoda's sari. And Vasudev took that baby girl and quickly left. He brought her the same way he had come, and when he entered the prison, the wide open doors closed behind him. Let us pause for a moment. What is this? Yashoda gave birth to one son and one daughter, and Vasudev took the daughter. What happened to the son? Well, the answer is very wonderful. Krishna is the son of Nanda and Yashoda, and he's known as Swayam Bhagavan, the original personality of Godhead. All the other forms are plenary portions, or portions of the plenary portions. From the womb of Devaki came a four-handed form of the Lord called Vasudev. So when Vasudev, the father and of this Lord and the husband of Devaki, entered the maternity home, that Vasudev form entered Krishna like a river which enters the ocean. When Yashoda awoke, she looked at the beautiful moon-like lotus face. Until then, she had only looked at the sons of others, but now she looked on her own son. She could not speak. She cried. Milk started to pour forth from her breasts as she took the little Krishna and looked with tears in her eyes how he took the milk. When Nanda Maharaj heard about it, he could almost not walk. He tried to come towards his wife and see the newborn son. But he was falling again and again. Everyone in Braj was touched by the appearance of the Lord. Everyone was moved. Everyone was transformed. I hope that you also, just by hearing this, will be touched by the Lord's presence. Let him always be in our lives. Let him be the sun of the moon who sheds light on our path. Let him be that personality who encourages and empowers our heart, our tired heart, so that we can be full of devotion and full of bhakti in this particular human life. I wish you all the best and see you very soon for the next Above the Clouds.